As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Moonday, if you will, November the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always got good news, lots of that. Hard facts, certainly, and we might even advance solutions for you today. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're in the right place. At the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access. Or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email and bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo, 65647. A big shout out once again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become a Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. You'll find it posted at oraclebroadcasting.com. And, of course, your calls are always welcome. Today, the markets are stabilizing in the wake of Black Friday. Gold, currency, stocks all tumbling. Oil, natural gas, Timmy Geithner, bonds, the history of banking, the thuggers, and Federal Reserve. Well, that's all in there today. Well, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go into the market report for Moonday, November the 30th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold trading off $6.50 at $1,170.20 an ounce. If you don't like that, you don't like gold. Silver this morning trades off 2 cents at $18.23, also a very cheerful number. Platinum up $2.50, $1,439 an ounce, and palladium off a buck at $361 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market. Low so far this morning is $1,162.80. The high, $1,178.40. At $1,170.20, your gold is up $354.20 year to year. I remember when they couldn't give gold away at $354.20, and I wouldn't imagine there's anyone listening today that wouldn't buy an ounce for that price. Anyway, you got a 43.39% return on your investment in 1 year, and that's not bad in gold. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,172, and that's exactly where it stood at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Bloomberg. Anyway, that's where it's going to be. It's going to be in that area. It's going to be trading there all day, most likely. In the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday, Black Friday closed off 155 points at 10,310. The NASDAQ was off on Friday at 38. It went down to 2,138, and the S&P closed down 19 at 1,091. The crude oil this morning off 5 cents, $76 a barrel, and the USDX off 16 basis points, trades at 74.70. We'll be right back. Pick it all up with much more to come. Stay with us.
Turn it
turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, November the 30th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back into that market report and close it out for Monday, November the 30th. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in New York City, we found gold once again, trading down $6.50 an ounce at $1,170.20. Silver off 2 cents at $18.23. Platinum up $2.50 an ounce at $14.39. And palladium off a buck at $3.61. The USDX, of course, down 16 basis points, trading below 75, trading now at 74.70. The crude oil is off 5 cents at 76. We're going to talk about oil. We'll talk about natural gas. We're going to talk about gold and other things in the news this morning. Foreign exchange rates this morning reflect this drop in the USDX. The Canadian dollar up 42 basis points at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 28 at 8 cents. The euro up 17 basis points at a buck and a half. The British pound up 28 at $1.65. And the Swiss franc at parity again with the U.S. dollar, moving up 0.26% in early trading. The bond market this morning, the two-year bond, 0.69. I mean, they're giving it away, folks. Free money. The 10-year bond at 3.24, and the 30-year bond at 4.23%. We're going to read about that. We'll find out about little Timmy Geithner's bond markets. And the mortgage pit. The mortgage this morning, the mortgage rates this morning, 15-year mortgage is down a little bit from last month. It was trading at 4.64 a month ago. This morning, it's 4.48%. And the 30-year moves down from 5.18% last month to 4.97 this month. So if you're in the mortgage market, there you go. I wouldn't recommend getting a mortgage. I think a rental would be better at this time, but that's just my own opinion. Let's go into a little bit of news. There's lots of news out there. We've heard a lot about Dubai. We'll get into that in a moment. I want to start off with a little bit different kind of a twist this morning. It's off of Bloomberg. It says Equatorial Guinea's Obiang extends a 3-year decade rule. As if this intergenerational gangster banksters in Africa, of all places. Antoine Lawson and Nicolo writes this way for Bloomberg. Equatorial Guinea President Teodoro Obiang Najuma Mambasogo, I guess, wouldn't want to have to sign your name that way every time, won yesterday's presidential elections, extending his 3-decade rule of the sub-Saharan Africa's fourth biggest oil-producing nation. You see a show of hands for anybody who knows how to find Equatorial Guinea on the map. Your clue there is the equator. The Atlantic Ocean would be your second clue. But anyway, it's a postage stamp, folks. Obiang, who is 67 years old, is set to win 96.7% of the vote, with about a quarter of the ballots counted, according to the results posted on the government's website. Wouldn't imagine that was exactly a raging Democratic election, would you? This guy's taken 96.7% of the vote. The country has an estimated 291,000 registered voters. Like I said, postage stamp. Groups, including New York-based Human Rights Watch, said before the vote that conditions were not in place for free and fair elections. Here's a quote. We're pleased with the victory of Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo and the proper conduct of the presidential election in Gabon because my compatriots have voted calmly. Manuel Mbilia Bama Ndong, the country's ambassador to neighboring Gabon, or Gabon, said in an interview today from Libreville, the Gabonese capital. The former Spanish colony, now we're getting closer, has been ruled by Obiang since 1979, when he seized power from his uncle in a coup. We talked about this intergenerational control and dominion. The Dominion of Spain. We're going to talk about Spain today, too. Yeah. Anyway, this guy's been in power an awfully long time, and he's taken 97% of the vote yesterday. With a population of 500,000 and an $8.56 billion economy, Equatorial Guinea has Africa's highest rate of gross domestic product per capita at $7,470, according to the World Bank. At the same time, 70% of the population lives in poverty, medical coverage is poor, power distribution is unreliable, water supply and sanitation systems are dilapidated, all according to the website of the African Development Bank. This is one of those little corners of the world that we, the people of the United States of America and all of Anglo-America and all of Western Europe are expected to subsidize. Of course, it doesn't have a clean history or clean hands. Here's a little bit more from the article. Money laundering. A 2004 U.S. Senate investigation into money laundering found that Washington-based Riggs Bank, oh, boy. Google, Scroogle, Dogpile, or Web Ferret, the history of Riggs Bank. I'm sure you'll find it a very interesting read. Was holding as much as $750 million in accounts controlled by Obiang, his family, members of government, or government officials. On at least two occasions, on at least two occasions. The bank accepted $30 million in suitcases. That's a lot of suitcases. No, actually, that's a lot of dollars. Well, it could have been a lot of suitcases, too. Nevertheless, the bank accepted $30 million in suitcases. Do you think this jerk is fleecing these people? I do. Equatorial Guinea pumped about 361,000 barrels a day of crude oil last year, according to the British Petroleum Statistical Review of World Energy, ranking it behind Angola, Nigeria, and Sudan among sub-Saharan Africans' oil producers. Most of the investment in the nation's oil industry comes from the U.S.-based companies, including ExxonMobil, Marathon Oil Corp., and Vanco Energy Company. Where's the equity in all this Equatorial Guinea, my friends? Here we are out crawling all over their natural resources, pumping, sucking, and trucking, and piping, and shipping their oil out, and these people live in filth and squalor. Let's just run some math. Certainly not definitive mathematics, just an overview, but you take that 361,000 barrels of crude oil pumped out of the ground each day, and just multiply it times $76 a barrel as if it was delivered in Oklahoma, you come up with $27,436,000 per day in a marketable asset. These people live in squalor, unreliable water supply and sanitation systems, poverty, medical coverage, and so on and so forth. And they're pumping out $27,436 million a day. There's only 500,000 people total in the country. Only 291,000 of them are registered voters. What's wrong with this picture, folks? Isn't it about time that we get off these people's back? We'll be right back.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. enginebrain.com. enginebrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% 25% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. A little bit more about this Equatorial Guinea. Looking in the atlas and looking up some of the statistics on this little place, it's just an island kingdom. It used to be a Spanish colony. There's a couple of islands there and a little place where you could put a boat to shore, but obviously that's where they're getting their oil. Or they might be getting it offshore. I don't know. I haven't studied this in any great detail. But there's 13,948 square miles total in this area. The population and back in the 70s was 517,000. Doesn't seem to have been increasing. Seems to have been going down. The highest point of all is 689 feet above sea level. The monetary unit is the Guinea-Bissau peso. Then listen to the major languages. They speak Balante, Fulani, Crioulo, Mandingo, and Portuguese. The major religions, Islam, tribal religions, and of course, Roman Catholicism. Well, anyway, very, very interesting. But maybe they ought to just run a little group down there and depose this intergenerational dictator. Let the people free. I don't know. It's not my place to say. Here's another place we can go, however. Talk about oil there. Certainly there's plenty of that. Of course, we've got all the oil we ever could possibly use, at least for the next few hundred years, if we just tap our own resources. But no, instead, we're often about subsidizing every place on the planet. But natural gas glut overwhelms speculators and defies a rally. This also off of Bloomberg this morning, new news. Aisha Daya. When Qatar was in the news on Oracle Unleash, if you heard it last Saturday evening. We were talking a little bit about Qatar and Dubai and Abu Dhabi. Of course, it's in the news. It's all over the place. The Rothschilds are getting their hands dirty in this as well. But when Qatar, as you might have heard on the news during the Persian Gulf Wars, when Qatar's biggest natural gas shipment to the U.S. arrived this month, it signaled to Barclays Capital Inc., that's England, and PFC Energy, that this year's worst-performing commodity investment won't recover in 2010. You know, we're always out there bastardizing the corn, trying to create some kind of a GMO corn stock that would produce some biofuel. You got subsidies going to Siemens to put up wind turbines everywhere. All this money being diverted to solar energy, you know. And yet the world is awash in natural gas. Natural gas glut overwhelms speculators. Headline news. Again, Murwab, a Qatari liquefied natural gas tanker, carried the first shipment to the U.S. from the Persian Gulf nation since June of 2008. Its cargo, enough to heat about 9 million homes for a day, added to the largest gas inventories for this time of year since at least 1994, the Energy Department data shows. Well, not everybody has a natural gas well in their yard like Mr. Chambers, but certainly there's plenty of natural gas out there. I guess they're pumping it with jet engines back down into the ground, according to Lindsay Williams up in the North Slope. Rising supplies threaten to hurt the record large $4.2 billion bet in the U.S. Natural Gas Fund LP. While traders hold 51% more options contracts to buy gas than they do to sell. They don't want to see any selling. They're holding all the contracts to buy, not to sell. The International Energy Agency warned of a glut. The Qatar's energy minister said may last until 2012. Wall Street's consensus forecast for a 51% rise in U.S. gas futures to an average $6.09 per million BTUs next year is too high, according to industry consultant the Shork Group, Inc. Here's a quote. We have more gas than we know what to do with in the U.S. We have more waterborne gas floating around the world's oceans that doesn't have a home, Stephen Shork said in an interview from Villanova, Pennsylvania. Prices this winter will, quote, gravitate toward and remain closer to $4 rather than $7 for each million BTUs, he said. U.S. imports of liquefied natural gas will rise 34% this year to about 470 billion cubic feet. Cuban feet, Cuban feet, 470 billion Cuban feet, all swimming towards Florida. What a visual picture that is. And another 40% in 2010. The Energy Department forecast on November the 10th, global LNG, liquefied natural gas supply, will exceed demand for a second year in 2010 as new projects from Qatar to Peru boost their output. We got a gas problem. A little bit of flatulence going on there with the natural gas. I wonder how Al Gore feels about that, but certainly much cleaner than burning just about anything else, especially soft coal. Dropping down a little in the article here, worst performance, the natural gas for January delivery dropped as much as 4.1% to 4.98 per million BTUs in electronic trading on the New York Mercantile Exchange today. Contract goes on, talks about all this speculation in gas. Nico Sofoso, or Sofos, or something like that, a senior gas analyst at PFC Energy in Washington. How'd you like to be the senior gas analyst in Washington? What a disgusting job that probably is. Predicts U.S. gas will average $5 next year because of rising domestic production and international supplies of liquid natural gas, gas cooled to liquid form for transport by ship. His projection is below the average of $5.60 for 21. Oh gosh, I'm getting it all goofed up here. This is a difficult bunch of numbers. Anyway, it's not looking good. Here's a quote, a little easier to deal with. It's hard to see how prices can be much better than the current strip, Sofos said, referring to the average of each futures contract for delivery next year. Low prices will save money for the 57 million American households using gas for heat, who face bills of about $792 each this winter. Maybe we ought to lower that price just a little bit there, Bozo. Supply and demand being what it is, we got a glut. We got more liquefied natural gas waiting for a home than they know what to do with. And people in this country are paying $792 to heat their home with natural gas. Come on. Let's get some brain power working here in this country. Price collapse. The new production in Qatar, which has the world's third largest gas reserves. This is this little crescent, you know. The Sheikhs of Arabi. You know what? The United Arab Emirates, those are emirs, those are sheikhs, you know. There's like six of them, if my memory serves me right. Abu Dhabi is run by one. Qatar is up there in a little bit different thing. They've got a different town, I guess you'd say. It's just another pimple on the Persian Gulf. Anyway, another sheikh in Arabi. Arubs, they are. Of course, there's no way to define an Arub. Anybody that dons the turban and wears, you know, eats the food and walks around there with a suntan can be an Arab. That's all that really an Arab is. Anyway, if you know how to run a camel, you can get a job over there. Dropping down a little further, Qatar has had to supply the U.S. even though the returns are absolutely awful because it is the sink for cargoes that can't go anywhere else. Does this sound ridiculous, folks, to you? It's the worst possible moment to increase production because the world is in recessions and the price of gas is so low. U.S. gas production rose last year to its highest since 1974 as the industry exploited extracted gas from new areas. Well, there's much more to come. Stick with us.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back to our article here off of Bloomberg talking about this natural gas glut that overwhelms the speculators and defies the rally. A little bit more to understand in all of this. You know, we keep talking about renewable energy. And the earth is just giving us all the energy that we can possibly use if we just use it wisely. But let's go back to the article. Reserves in the U.S. may be 39% higher than estimated just 2 years ago, reflecting improved yields of gas stored in rocks such as shale. The Potential Gas Committee, a nonprofit group linked to the Colorado School of Mines, said in a June 18th report, of course, you look into that Colorado School of Mines and the London School of Mines, and you're going to start to find Rothschilds under every rock. An acute glut is looming during the next 5 years because of how much did you pay for gas the last time you filled up your vehicle? What are we going to this hydrogen automobiles for? Why aren't we running our automobiles on natural gas, nice and clean, just zip, 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 run around? An acute glut We're talking about battery-operated cars. Each car comes with a 200-foot cord. God help you if you got to go further than that. There's a downward pressure on prices next year, said Biliana Pelevona, or something like that, a commodities analyst expert at Barclays Capital in New York who forecast gas, that's natural gas, at 5.5 cents for 2010. We see a slow drift lower. Yeah, it'll be slow, all right, brother. On a slow drift for about 200 years until the earth produces more of it. A decline would be bad news for Oklahoma-based explorer Devron Energy Corporation, which is betting on U.S. shore onshore gas production, as well as BP and Anadarko Petroleum Corporation, the two biggest producers in the United States, and countries that benefit from gas sales, such as Norway and Algeria. Maybe we ought to just continue drilling wells in Oklahoma. This goes from brilliant to insane, I can assure you. Qatar will host a meeting of the Gas Exporting Countries Forum of 11 Nations on December the 9th to discuss sagging world markets, sustainable development, generating the demand. They've got to sustain and prop up these little emirates all over the world, discuss sagging world markets. That's an aging world population. That's fewer and fewer homes being built. Russia and Iran, which have the largest reserves. You can understand why Yisrael and the Zionist lobby are sharpening their knives against Iran, which have the largest reserves, are competing to name the first secretary general, a step in establishing a group that may one day match the price-setting clout that the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries has in the oil markets. Another oil borst looming in the near future, the BRIC countries coming together. As the world's most efficient producer, Qatar can profit at lower prices. The nation can pump 1 million BTU for as little as 15 cents. 1 million BTU for as little as 15 cents. You know, that's a dime and a nickel, compared with about $4 for Russia and Norway, according to the IEA. Most costs are covered by so-called condensate. It's an oil-like petroleum that's pumped along with the natural gas, and it's refined as if it were crude. Qatar then spends another $2.83 to liquefy that gas and put it in their huge container vessels. And they're just sitting around on the ocean, these colossal natural gas-holding tankers, just liquefied natural gas, just sitting there waiting, going, buy me, buy me. Buyers turned away. The country plans to increase liquid natural gas production capacity 43% to 77 million tons by the end of 2010. As prices rose from $2 in 2002, Qatar resisted signing long-term contracts with Kuwait, the United Arab Emirates, and India. Officials in the country said at the time, now Qatar finds the spot market for excess supply shrinking. By 2013, 2012, the world will see more demand than supply. Qatar Energy Ministry Abdullah Al-Attiyah, Akba or whatever, said at a conference in Doha, which is in Qatar, the Doha round, well, Qatar, on November the 7th, calling the drop in demand short-term. Qatar has the right to divert cargoes away from the U.S. if it finds better prices elsewhere, he said in an interview. China may become the biggest market for Qatari gas, Fu Tinggu, president of China National Offshore Oil Corporation, said in a November the 13th interview. Domestic gas companies were told to increase their production and imports this month to ease the shortages. China's National Development and Reform Commission said in a November 25th statement, Asia's the key market. Shell, which sells more liquefied natural gas than any other company, sees Asia as its key market for growth. Everybody's looking at China. Any gas price in Europe will actually have to compete with those prices in the Far East in order to get the gas to Europe, Voser said. gets more involved in this. J.P. Morgan Chase expects a colder than normal winter will revive U.S. prices, even as market is now dropping in bearish psychology. Wait a minute, colder than normal winter? J.P. Morgan Chase? Lawrence Eagles, head of the Commodity Strategy Unit? Colder than normal winter? I thought we were dealing with man-made global warming. I guess not. The Murwab, carrying 216,000 cubic meters of liquefied natural gas, arrived November the 4th at Sabine Pass, according to Qatar Gas Transport Company and vessel tracking data compiled by Bloomberg. The last time Qatar sent a cargo there was in June of 2008, wherever Sabine Pass might be. Anyway, countries that bet on the U.S. market lost their shirt this year. Chakib Khalil, energy minister of Algeria, Europe's largest liquefied national gas supplier, said October the 7th in Buenos Aires. And then he resumed to his little drink that has an umbrella in it, I'm sure. Anyway, that's the story on that. Can you believe it, folks? Energy shortages, man-made global warming. We've got more natural gas floating around than we know what to do with, and we're still growing Monsanto GMO corn so that we can turn it into biofuel at a cost greater than even natural gas or petroleum or coal. What's up with all that? Let's find out a little bit more here from Geithner, little Timmy Geithner. We give the bond report every morning. The two-year bond this morning, 0.69%. We'll find out a little bit more about bonds and fleshing out all the background of economics, you know, so that we can make a little bit of sense of this insanity. Here's something off Bloomberg. Suzanne Walker writes this. What a wonderful name. Suzanne Walker. Flows right off my tongue. Less than a week after deflecting calls for his resignation, little Timmy Geithner sold bonds on behalf of U.S. taxpayers at the lowest yields on record in a show of confidence in the Treasury Secretary's policy. You see, these bond rates keep going lower and lower. That's the return on people's investment in bonds. They buy our debt. You buy corporation debt in bonds. You can either buy stocks or bonds. Okay. Almost no interest return. And I guess when you do that, it's a show of confidence. I don't know why you're doing it. Wouldn't make good bottom line sense, but people do. Even as the nation's debt increased by $1.15 trillion this year to $6.95 trillion in October, the government's interest expense under Geithner dropped 15%. Well, that's a good thing. If we can pawn these bonds off on everybody around the world at 0% interest, our interest expense goes down. That's a good thing. But I can't understand why people would be induced to do that. Kind of a conundrum. The Treasury auctioned $44 billion of two-year notes on November the 23rd at a yield of 0.802%, the lowest on record. Rising demand for borrowed money. Rising demand shows investors believe Geithner, 48, is striking a balance between policies to promote growth and the borrowing needed to finance a $1 trillion deficit. There's got to be more to meet the eye than this. The economy will likely expand 2.6% in 2010. I mean, expand 2.6%. Are we going to have 2.6% inflation or what? After the government and the Federal Reserve... This is something I keep seeing coming up. Lent spent or committed. About $12 trillion. Sounds like the Bank of Reconstruction all over again.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
The Intel Strike Report.
And I just want to thank you for everything that you guys are doing to help people understand what's going on in this world.
You know what? You guys, thank you for what you do, and keep doing it.
We're back once again into this article from Bloomberg. In Geithner We Trust, Bond Market Gets the Lowest Yield, Suzanne Walker writing. Lots of information in here. It's a lengthy article. I printed it out for myself. I'm going to put it in my economics file. But I won't bore you with all of the many, many details. But there's a lot of information in this article, if you want to pull it off the web for yourself this morning, that has to do with the bonds and how that all works and you know, what some of the strategies are that Geithner and friends are trying to do. But you're going to find in here a lot of personal information, background information on this Timmy Geithner here. Geithner started officially working for the government in 1988. Well, we don't really know what he was doing in the government in 1988. That would be something to find out a little bit more about. He went to school in the U.S., unlike Barry the Usurper. Well, I guess Barry did come over here on a visa to go to school. But anyway, there's a lot in here. There's calls, you know, between the Republicans and the Democrats and a lot of peeing and moaning. Democrats are getting blamed for Bush's mistakes. You know, the Republicans are waggling their fingers and saying it's all his fault. And he's looking at them going, are you out of your mind? Anyway, lots involved in this. He says, I can't take responsibility for the legacy of crises you bequeathed the country. Lower treasury yields have helped to push down borrowing costs for companies, local governments, and consumers. And the article goes on and also talks about, you know, increased savings in America and so on and so forth. I don't know about y'all, but at the end of the month, I still have just as few digits in my checking account as perhaps many of you do as well. Certainly not a big boom. We're not stoking away the money in the old savings account, if you will. I wouldn't keep money in dollars on a bet. But anyhow, Balanced and Sustainably talks about we must lay a foundation for a more balanced and sustainable pattern of future growth within and across countries, Geithner said. Well, he's got the Japanese fooled. They say this of him. There have been many criticisms of Geithner, but he's done a good job, said Tsutomu Kamiya, who invests treasuries for the Tokyo-based Daiwa Asset Management Company, which oversees $77 billion. Quote, he brought stability to the financial markets. We can't help but invest in treasuries because of their safety and liquidity. Tsutomu, please, think of your people before you invest in U.S. dollars. Anyway, safety and liquidity. Here's another one. Dubai crisis gives China a chance to buy oil, gold. This off of Reuters. Beijing. Dubai's debt crisis. Of course, you heard all about that. That was the great flurry that caused the Black Friday collapse, right? No Chinese, well, Dubai's debt crisis could be China's opportunity to snap up gold and oil assets, a senior Chinese official said in remarks published on Monday. How clever. The Chinese were poised to strike from the east. The Rothschilds were poised to strike from the London. Dubai takes it in the shorts. Dubai World. Of course, the Emirates airline is doing fine, and other articles up on Bloomberg, you'll see more there. But unfortunately, Dubai had aspirations for being a global financial marketplace. Unfortunately, the sheikh that runs Abu Dhabi, the little fiefdom there to his west, had other ideas. He's undercutting Dubai, and Abu Dhabi is likely to become the central financial hub for that area. But anyway, there's a lot in it. China, no Chinese banks have yet reported exposure to debt from Dubai World, a flagship firm that last week said it was seeking delayed debt payments by 6 months. Some Chinese real estate and construction firms have limited exposure to projects in the Emirate, state television reported this weekend. Gosh, they're honest over there, aren't they? They call it state television. Maybe we should adopt that phrase here to go along with all of our czars. State television reported this weekend. China's $2.7 trillion in foreign exchange reserves are mostly parked in U.S. treasuries. Better keep feeding that meter, Bubba. Despite calls from some in China to invest the reserves in oil and other natural resources that the fast-growing Chinese economy will need in the future. Seems they don't think that they're going to be needing the U.S. treasuries at any time in the future, and they'd rather have capitalized their debt. That's wise. While the impact of the Dubai crisis on the global economy and on China was not yet known, it would last a while at the very least. Ji Xiaonan, who chairs the supervisory board for big state-owned companies under the State's Council, State Assets Commission, told the Economic Information Daily. The Economic Information Daily, the EID, I guess it would be. The State's Council, State Assets Commission. China, communism, United States of America, sounds so familiar. Here's a quote. That could give China a buying opportunity to put some forex reserves into gold or oil reserves. Ji was quoted as saying by the paper, which is widely read by Chinese officials. Yes, you could just see them all in their offices every morning reading the Chinese paper and looking at state television reports. But anyway, this forex rate. Foreign exchange rates, the Intercontinental Exchange Inc., the USDX this morning declining another 16 basis points, running at 74.70. And don't blame the Chinese for looking at things like gold. or oil reserves. That could give China a buying opportunity to put some forex reserves into gold or oil reserves. China buying more gold. Watch those prices, folks. Another paper, the China Youth Daily. The China Youth Daily. You'll love this place, folks. Quoted Xi as saying that a team of experts from Beijing and Shanghai had set up a task force last year to look at the issue of gold reserves. You see, in China, they set up task force too, like in the United States, where we have multi-jurisdictional task force for everything. Everything. That's in line with many officials' view that China should decrease the proportion of its $2 trillion foreign exchange reserves held in dollar-linked investments and raise its gold holdings to diversify its portfolio. You think that gold is going to go downward anytime soon with these kind of comments being made in the Daily News? Or the China Youth Daily, I should say. China last acknowledged a change in its national gold holdings in April when Xu, not G, not who, but who. Xiana Lanian, the head of the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, the SAFE, isn't that interesting? SAFE. State Administration of Foreign Exchange, SAFE, SAFE. Told Xinhua News Agency, I'm going to get it down one of these days. I'll speak Chinese before this broadcast is over. Told Xinhua News Agency that the country's reserves had risen to 1,054 tons from 600 tons held in 2003. But it did so by buying domestically produced gold to help soak up unsold output. It has not yet shown any interest in buying gold from international gold markets. You watch, folks, as the price of gold continues to go higher and higher. Many of the gold mines that are out there that are lying dormant because it's a little too expensive to produce, and more technologies coming online all of the time, are going to find more gold and more gold and more gold. It might not be as easy as picking up placer gold in Alaska in the Klondike in the gold rush. But this planet is loaded with gold, the Rocky Mountains, all that quartz, it's just loaded with gold. It's just an expensive extraction process. That's just a technological breakthrough away. If the gold prices come down for a while, we might take the opportunity to buy a bit. The Economic Information Daily, run by Xinhua News Agency, quoted economist Li Yining as saying, if the gold prices come down for a while, are they telling us something? Li added that China must gradually diversify the asset and currency composition of its foreign exchange reserves, getting rid of the U.S. dollar. He recommended buying more land, like Colorado. Maybe they'll buy Missouri next. And equity stakes in companies. Yeah, well, there went Xerox. Wu Nianlu, a professor at the Central Bank's graduate school, expressed concern about the safety of China's non-bond holdings. Strictly speaking, almost half of our country's foreign exchange reserve is not stable in value and is of high risk. Well, that's what they think of the U.S. dollar. Maybe we should pay attention. We'll be right back for hour number two. Stay with us.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
History will always remember those with the strongest voice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, November the 30th, last day of November, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, went through the news, lots of news. Off the regurgitorium there on the internet, but nevertheless went through the news. Of course, we've been talking about economics, finance, banking, central banking, budgets, government budgets, interest, and all kinds of things for weeks. Trying to lay down one of the three planks of sustainable development, nailing it down so that we can all understand it well. The three primary planks of sustainable development are environment, economy, and equity. Well, we've talked about the environment. We talk about climate change, climate gate, and all of that. We talk about economy, certainly focusing on the end the Fed concept. We're going to talk a little bit more about the banking and bank or the origin of banking and some of the other interesting things with the Federal Reserve here this morning. In this, our second hour. But also there's the third E. And that's equity. So, just as a warning, I've started boning up on law. Uh-oh, you think it's dry now with banking? Wait till we touch law. But we need to understand, if these are the three big principles of Mikhail Gorbachev and crew, the three big ideas of George Herbert Walker Bush, the really new world order, then maybe we would benefit by understanding more about them. Let's go into just a brief review, and I will remind you on a programming note that unless everything slides off the cracker, we will have on Wednesday joining us Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan to discuss their book, They Own It All, Including You, and of course their website is newpeopleorder.com. I've been giving you plenty of heads up on this because I really do hope that you'll study the website, and if you have a copy of the book, refresh your memory on it. Because this will be your opportunity to call in and talk to the authors. If you're something about what they're saying that you don't understand, get it right straight from the horse's mouth. These guys have written the book on it. And so, with that out of the way, let's go back into banks and banking, the origin and development of banking. Found a rather interesting little piece here. Of course, it's going to tie back into the discovery of America, if you will, rediscovery. Cristobal Colom overcoming his fear of the unknown, getting his crew to quit worrying about falling off the edge of a round planet. Anyway, I'm sure it took a little bit of rum to get that to happen. They did. They sailed. They stuck with Bartholomew's maps, and they just went and went and went across the ocean. It wasn't that big of a deal. Probably a little frightening in those small caravels, but nevertheless, they got here, and when they got here, they claimed it all for Spain. Oh, yeah. And then they went on back to Spain. But lots to understand about that. As we talk about They Own It All, we're going to find out about admiralty law and maritime law. And you can point right back to Hugo Grotius, the free sea and the admiral and all of that for the beginning of that. Lex Mercatoria, the law merchant. We'll talk about all of that with the authors on Wednesday. Let's find out a little bit more. Trying to find a good place to start. Yeah, let's start here. The Bank of Barcelona also received on deposit and dispersed the revenues, or part of them, of the four great ecclesiastic military orders and kept the accounts of about a dozen other orders of knighthood, like those of the Calatrava, St. James, Golden Fleece, St. George, etc. And one would have to wonder whether the Knights Templar would be in that list. Going back to Barcelona, Spain. Going back to the time before Cristobal Columbus sailed.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And of course, when we reach back into time and try and wrap our mind around the origin and the development of banking, it's a good place to start as a definition. Bank, from the medieval bancas or bancus and banco, the ancient name having been fiscum, a purse for money. Fill up your little fiscum and head out into the shopping mall, I guess. Bancas or banco is commonly traced to the bench whereon money changers sat when banking merely consisted in the purchase and sale of uncurrent coins. on current coins. It's foreign exchange. Talk about central banking and monetary exchange. Well, it goes way back. But, of course, this particular line of reasoning has been debunked, at least attempted, by Maddox in his History of the Exchequer. He says it's erroneous, where bancus or banco relates only to the justices' bench, to which in the 12th century in England, common causes or the common pleas began to be removed from the king's bench to local courts. So there's a dispute as to the use of the term bancos or banco. But generally, the point is important because it disposes of the fable that banks owe their origin to the money changers of the Dark Ages. We're going to find out those money changers in a moment. Always have to direct the finger away from the culprits. Primarily, a bank or a fisc, fiscal policy. All you do is add the AL to fisc. A bank or a fisc means a place of deposit for money open to the public. Banks can be traced back to Rome, Greece, Egypt, Babylon, indeed, to every country which issued money susceptible of being counted, and whose government was sufficiently powerful to protect their funds from pillage and sufficiently just to permit the exercise by the bankers of their useful and lawful functions. The word banhu, a bank, is used in the Code of Menu, but the date of that is uncertain. The earliest settled and permanent governments were pontifical. Oh, yeah, Pope. The foreign sovereign being both king and high priest. Hence, the earliest banks in the Occident were the national temples such as Delphi and Delos in Greece, whose activities in this respect date back to the earliest use of coined money. Pontifical in nature, the love of money, worshipping money, Delphi, the Delphi Oracle, Delos in Greece. This money, these pontifical high priests and kings, received on deposit and loaned out at rates of interest varying from 10% to 30% per annum. A little bit of usury there going on. Maybe Timmy Geithner should listen to this broadcast. Following the temple banks, perhaps coeval with them, were those private bankers whom we first hear about in Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar, under the title of Egibian Sons. This is a cuneiform inscription dated about 600 B.C., tying it into the Nebuchadnezzar reign under the title of Egibi and Sons Bank. The state bank at Ilion, mentioned by Bolk as paying 10% to depositors for money the public for the public service, must be dated about the 3rd or the 2nd centuries B.C., so just jump backwards a little bit there. Of years late, an iron safe deposit has been dug up of the time of Hadrian. Of course, Hadrian's Wall, England. Time of Hadrian, attached to which is a body of regulations very similar to those now in vogue. It would appear that the emperors, that would be the Roman emperors, had become the sole bankers of their empire. I'm reading out of an article from the Encyclopedia of Americana published 1951, just jumping around here. The interdiction against the taking of interest for money which these changes involved began a new period in the history of banks. It's the end of taking interest. The capital of the empire had been transferred to Byzantium, Constantinople, so that Europe, formerly within easy reach, was now far removed from the court. What the government denied, private interest afforded. The Jews braved its displeasure and its penalties by providing a means to relieve the necessities of the poor, a species of poverty banks or lending houses, first mentioned by Prudentius as having been established in Italy about A.D. 400. For a period of 2 or 3 centuries during the Dark Ages, these establishments appear to have been the only means of procuring loans of money, a period of about 200 years here. And we're going to find another period of about 200 years coming up. About the 8th century, the poverty banks were taken over by fraternities of monks, the royal orders, Knights Templar, etc., and confirmed by the popes as Montes Pietatis, the right to exact collateral security and to charge interest being affirmed by several pontiffs, especially Pius II and Sixtus IV. After the fall of Constantinople in 1204, the monks were superseded in this lucrative business by the Lombard goldsmiths and money changers, whose various names of Bardis, Corsoni, etc., neither shielded them from popular aversion nor prevented them from deriving a lucrative trade. So influential did they become that in 1311, one of their members, Raoul the goldsmith, was ennobled by his patron, Louis X, the first instance of the sort known to banking history. In 1313, there was a Lombard bank at Delft, and in 1320, another one at probably Calais, which later loaned 5,000 marks, or about 16,000 gold dollars, to Edward III of England. The banks of Genoa, 1345, and Florence, circa 1350, were probably an evolution from the Lombard goldsmiths, just as the latter were evolved from the Montes Pietatis, and these again from the poverty banks of the Jews. For the first time in 400 years, a circumstance entirely overlooked in works of reference. I'll say it again. For the first time in 400 years, a circumstance entirely overlooked in works of reference, Christian gold coins now began to be struck in Europe outside of Constantinople, where the privilege had ever been jealously guarded by Basilius. This had much to do with the progress of banks, for it provided a more portable and reliable money than the heterogeneous and often debased and degraded silver coins of the various principalities and kingdoms which had been erected upon the ruins of that empire. The first Christian gold coins of Western Europe were the Augustals of Frederick II in 1225, followed by the Ducats of Portugal the same year, the Pavilions and Agnels of Louis IX of France, the Ducats of Florence and Genoa in 1253, and the Sequins or Ducats of Venice. Just laying down a little bit of background on banking and its history and origin and development. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we're back once again, and in a more literal sense, you know, they say always to follow the money. So we'll follow the money just a little bit further here, starting from the beginning of banking and bringing it into more modern times. But confining the term to its more modern sense, what may be regarded as one of the earliest and perhaps the earliest Christian institution of this character was the Bank of Barcelona, 1401. As the operations of this bank had a bearing upon the affairs of America, they claim special interest. In Spain, by the Ordinance of Valencia made by King John, who conquered the Kingdom of Aragon, it is expressly provided that reals, or reals, spelled just like that, I think you pronounce it real, but reals, shall only be coined in Valencia, and that the minters shall be supervised by two well-known citizens, so that no fraud shall be committed as to the material or the weight. Grimaudet, The Law of Payment, New York edition, page 14. The coin referred to is the familiar Spanish real de plata of 8 to the dollar, pieces of 8. This coin was lawful money in the United States down to 1853. Remember, beginning in Barcelona, 1401. Lawful money, key phrase, pieces of 8, minted, supervised by two well-known citizens, so that no fraud shall be committed as to the material of the weight. Lawful money in the United States down to 1853, until recently, was known to New York tradesmen as a shilling, and throughout the southern states and California as the bit. 2 bits, 4 bits, 8 bits a dollar. Bits. You can break them apart. You could break up these little reals, the real de plata, into 8 different pieces and have a 1/8 of a dollar and trade in that if you so desired. The coinage, supervision ordered by King John, the father of Ferdinand, you remember, Isabella and Ferdinand, in whose reign Columbus discovered America, at the same time that the Borgia Pope was sitted, was afterward extended to Barcelona, where it furnished the basis for the extensive dealings of its bank in the exchange of full-weighted reals and reals de oco, dollar pieces of 8 reals, for the heterogeneous coins which flowed from all parts of Europe into the great commercial emporium Among them, the coinages of Muslim Spain or Granada. From Barcelona, King John's test of the coins, called in England the Trial of the Pyx, was carried from Spain into the Spanish-American mints of Mexico and Peru and adopted by the United States government from the period of its inception. This supervision and testing of the coins is still conducted in the American mints under a commission of civilians appointed by the Secretary of Treasury, Timmy Gaynor. It constitutes the groundwork and the basis of honest money and banking. Of course, today they only make slugs. That's not very honest, is it? The Bank of Barcelona also received on deposit and dispersed the revenues, or part of them, of the four great ecclesiastical military orders, and we spoke of them in the beginning. It's only would be conjecture on my part to fill in the blanks that were not provided by the author here, but perhaps the Knights Templar were just simply conveniently omitted from the list. The royal treasure, formerly deposited in the castle of Segovia, is believed to have been removed to the Bank of Barcelona because the Contador General is known to have drawn some of his warrants for public expenses upon that institution, believed to have been withdrawn, the gold believed to have been withdrawn. In 1480, Isabella's holding court at Toledo signed a decree which greatly affected the bank. To support the government of Castile, Henry IV had issued certain cedulas or certificates of annuities assigned on the public rents, and these, by purchase, had become the property of the nobles, who in turn had borrowed money on them from the bank. Getting into a little bit of paper money, some of these bonded indebtedness. Isabel's decrees denouncing and annulling these certificates, virtually an act of repudiating the debt, was entrusted for execution to her confessor, Ferdinand de Talavera, who performed this task with such fidelity that it saved 30 million maravedis annually to the crown, much the way Timmy Geithner is loaning trillions into existence at pitiful interest. The father confessor must have been a Jesuit. Well, 1480, that's kind of pushing it, Will. If the bank survived the depletion of its resources in 1480, it could scarcely have weathered the Civil War of 1517 to 1522. Civil Wars. The bank could scarcely have weathered the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, during which period of turbulence the bank, despairing of a return to peace and security, appears to have quietly discharged its obligations, wound up its affairs, and honorably dissolved. Between the Bank of Barcelona, barring the Bank of St. George of Genoa in 1407, that is to say, between 1401 and the formation of the Bank of Amsterdam in 1607, we're talking 206 years, works of reference will be searched in vain for any notice of a public bank in Europe. The significant absence of a bank in any kingdom or principality of the civilized world for an interval of over 200 years is not even commented upon. Funny, isn't it, how the victors write the history? The so-called Bank of Venice, which is assigned to the year of 1157, was not a public bank until 1619, when it was reorganized as the Banco di Rialto, which converted it into a public bank of deposit and withdrawal. Meanwhile, the Bank of Venice was merely a chambre of loans into which patriotic capital was invited to assist the government of Venice. Even had it been a public bank, it was not in a position to exercise the proper functions of a European bank, namely the agglomeration of private capital be distributed in loans helpful to European commerce and enterprise. How could a Venetian bank promote or assist the trade of Spain, France, England, the Netherlands, or Germany? The author writes. It could not, and in fact it did not, do anything of the sort. Between the dissolution of the Bank of Barcelona, or rather between the date when its commercial activities ceased, about 1522, and the Bank of Amsterdam 1607 and Hamburg 1619, an entire century elapsed. What institution of security and commercial credit or convenience filled this void? Question mark. This interval witnessed the greatest of all commercial events, the discovery, conquest, and colonization of America, a period when no banks are known of record. The abstraction and a removal of its enormous treasures in gold and silver, their coinage into money, the opening to plunder and afterwards to commerce of India, China, and Japan, the consolidation of the German Empire, the rise of the prices, and the progress of the Reformation. Where are the institutions into whose hands these conquered treasures might be placed? To whom could the impatient European commerce of this period apply for assistance? There seems but only one reply. Let's know who these are right after this break. I think you'll find that they're interesting.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, diving into a better understanding of the origin and the development of banking. This out of the Encyclopedia Americana, published under that heading back in 1951. Certainly there was many more earlier editions of this encyclopedia. Not all of the articles were updated. So this article has possibly 20 or 30 years prior to the latest date here I see in the bibliography appended to the end of this particular article. The latest reference that the authors used appears to be 1937. So it's very likely written between 1937 and 1938, which puts us right in on top of the Federal Reserve, which is why I like to use this kind of reference material so that we're timely in our historical research. But continuing from the article, there seems to be but one reply where all of this enormous treasure sucked up out of America during the colonization and conquest of this continent, North and South. Where did it go? Who got it? Charles I, the King of Spain, of course, Roman Catholic, and sovereign of America, elected the Emperor of Germany as Charles V in 1519. See, so it's really important to track around a bit when you're in your encyclopedias and doing your research, because you might be talking about Charles V of Germany and be talking also about Charles I, the King of Spain, or you could be calling about King James of both Scotland and England. But Charles V here in 1519, having been assisted to this elevation by the banking house of the Fuggers of Augsburg. Oh, yeah, the Fuggers. F-U-G-G-E-R-S, for all of you that are out there, you've got your hate speech button ready. I'm going to be talking about Father Fuggers and Brother Fuggers and Mother Fuggers for a few minutes. So let us not mistake the word. But anyway, the elevation of the Fuggers of Augsburg brought Charles V into power. And he turned over to them the entire banking business of his extensive empire. Much as what happened in 1913 when the United States of America turned over the banking business largely of our growing empire to the Federal Reserve banking system. He assigned or farmed to them the monopoly of Quicksilver, the Almaden mines of Spain, the Guadalcanal silver mines, and virtual control of many of the mines of America. He transferred to them the vast accounts and balances of the military and episcopal orders, and vast they were indeed. He even granted to them the royal and imperial prerogative of coinage. He did that in 1534. Remember that the great reformer Martin Luther nailed his thesis 95 to the door of the Wittenberg Church on October the 31st of 1517. So not only are we involved in the exploration, colonization, and conquest of America, but we're also now in the Reformation. They conducted the mints of Valencia, Augsburg, Weissenhorn in Bavaria, and other places. They even were privileged to stamp their names and titles upon the golden florins. For example, A.N.T. Fugger D. in Weissenhorn, 1530 to 1560, is imprinted upon a coin. For upwards of a century, such of the American treasure as escaped capture by the English, the Dutch, and French cruisers, Admiralty law, you know, when you're driving on the highway, the police cruiser pulls you over, cruisers, passed through their hands, leaving them a fortune estimated at 60 million florins or ducats, or say $150 million in 1530 terms. That would be more than just a couple of shekels to fill their fiscum. Such was the bank of the 16th century. They became bishops, barons, dukes, even princes, and their houses survive to the present day. The Fuggers. Beyond the jurisdiction of England, France, the Netherlands, and some of the Italian republics, the sole assistance which commerce enjoyed from the vast stores of the precious metals which flowed into Europe during this period came from or through the house of the Fuggers. It was not until the reign of Charles II, 1665, some say Charles III, that Spain was enabled to establish a public bank for the convenience of the public. Took them a little while to share the wealth. That of San Carlos. Meanwhile, the Inquisition, oh, those Catholics, never sleep, convert or die, burn the heretics, by burning or banning the Moors and the Jews, had so thoroughly destroyed Spain's domestic industry that it imparted to this little-known institution but a feeble existence. To American readers, it is only known through the pages of one Blanqui, B-L-A-N-Q-U-I. Mention has already been made of the banks of Amsterdam and Hamburg. Between them came the Bank of Middelburg in 1616, and after them the banks of Rotterdam in 1635, the Swedish Riksbank of 1656, and all of these institutions were of Protestant origin, opposed to the Catholic House of Fugger, which after the Peace of Westphalia in 1648 lost much of its imperial support and influence. So we can see some of the beginnings here in banking, in European banking. Certainly the idea the Fuggers used, the methodology there, was that they were in support of a government. And of course, this is the same formula used by Mayor Amschel, Bauer Rothschild of today, who's now buying up a lot of Dubai as it collapses. Drop down just a little bit further here again. They promoted and supported the English and Dutch East and West Indies companies, the African Company, and the numerous other cosmopolitan enterprises of a marvelous period. Again, these are the other banks. The banks of Amsterdam and Hamburg, the Bank of Middelburg, the Bank of Rotterdam, the Swedish Riksbank, etc., these Protestant banking houses. And they imparted to the commerce of the British, the French, and the Dutch, and the Scandinavian ports an impetus which they have ever since retained. Until 1656, when the Riksbank of Sweden issued circulating notes, their functions consisted almost solely of receiving funds on deposit for safety and loaning them out upon commercial or governmental bills of exchange, promissory notes, or bonds. Nothing new here. Nothing new. Move along. Nothing to see. Federal Reserve banking system. It's only been going on for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. Some of them were endowed with special privileges or monopolies, as the banks of Amsterdam, England, and France. All of them were of great service to commerce. Lex mercator. Yeah. The law merchant. All of them were of great service to commerce. Indeed, the Bank of Amsterdam went so far in its secret loans to the Dutch East India Company that it became insolvent about 1760 and was liquidated in 1819. Meanwhile, a new empire had risen beyond the Atlantic, whose growing commerce demanded the convenience and assistance of public commercial banks. In 1652, the province of Massachusetts found it necessary, for it was no mere act of wantonness or profit-seeking by the colony, to defy the royal authority by erecting a mint and striking a pine tree shilling. Pine tree. The origin of the silver is not known. In 1662, some of the silver smuggled out of Mexico or captured from the Spanish galleons found its way to Chesapeake Bay and was coined in Maryland. These events presaged a bank. In 1680, a bank was established for the convenience of planters in South Carolina, which William Patterson, afterward the promoter of the Bank of England, now fresh from the Darien colony on the Isthmus of Panama, is said to have investigated. 5 or 6 years later, in 1686, John Blackwell and his coadjutors united to establish a bank of issuance in Boston, also in defiance of British authority. And on the 3rd of February of 1690, the colony of Massachusetts issued its own bills of credit. It has been suggested that these bills were to pay off the soldiers in the Phips campaign to Quebec, whereas in fact the notes were issued before the Phipps expedition was resolved, one of these notes is still in existence. On the 2nd of July of 1692, the colonial governments of Massachusetts made these coins, or these notes, legal tenders for the payment of all debts and obligations. Seems to be a continuing phenomenon going on in here. Lots of familiar verbiage. We'll talk about the Federal Reserve briefly on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's diginet.net. diginet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet spy products today. Because video never lies.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I suppose I should probably just set aside this Federal Reserve and continue, having spent so much time setting up this little bit of an article. I'd forgotten that I had taken it out of the cabinet and had it open here on my desk, so let's go into that as well. But I'll remind you once again, for those of you that may have just been tuning in, that on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, day after tomorrow, I will be interviewing Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan about their book, They Own It All, Including You. And I've all but made up my mind that I'm going to try my very best to keep my comment tour to a minimum, to afford them the full 2 hours to lay out their premise so that you can hear it from their words and their mouths and their understanding of what is going down with the Federal Reserve. if it's possible that they've actually come to some new understanding, I think they deserve the time. I'll certainly give it to them, and we'll pick up more on the Federal Reserve on Friday. Of course, on Tuesday and Thursday, we'll have Vicki Davis back with us again, as we love to do. Let's go into this article, find out a little bit more about these fuggers. Well, the Encyclopedia Americana says it could be pronounced fugger or fugir, but I'm just a phonetic child, and so I say it the way I see it, fugger. They look like fuggers to me. The name of a wealthy and illustrious German family of Swabia, descended from a weaver who originally lived in the environs of Augsburg about 1348. They were at first successful in selling clothes. And you could say they were rag merchants, kind of like New York City. But afterward, they extended their dealings and became merchants, accumulating an immense fortune. Reaching the height of their affluence at the commencement of the 16th century, they rendered considerable services to the emperors Charles V and Maximilian by making them large advances. These princes bestowed titles of nobility on the Fugger family, and they soon became connected with the best blood of Germany. See how that works? Meron Troll Rothschild, five sons and five daughters, all of his sons in the banking business, and all of his daughters carefully married. Following in the footsteps of the Fuggers here, obviously. Promoted to the highest dignities of the empire, they did not therefore neglect the pursuits of commerce. Their riches were always forthcoming for the improvements of their birthplace, Augsburg. The Augsburg Confession, perhaps you've heard of that. Why do we never hear about the Fuggers when we're talking about the Reformation? The best known of them are the three brothers, brother Fuggers here, Ulrich, James, and George, and afterward Raymond and Anthony, both sons of George. Ulrich received for his loans to Maximilian the courtship of Kirchberg and the signory of Weissenthorn, which afterward remained in the possession of his family. He was a great encourager of learning. Anthony and Raymond bore, to a great extent, the expenses of the expedition of Charles V against Algeria, obtaining from him the permission to coin money. One day, reportedly, at an interview with the emperor, Anthony, as a mark of his regard and esteem, threw into the fire all the title deeds and securities which Charles had deposited with the family. Toward the close of the 18th century, the family withdrew altogether from trade, confining themselves to the management of their landed estates. Count Anselm Maria of Bebenhausen of the Wellenberg line, he was born in 1776, died in 1821, was raised by the Emperor Francis II to the dignity of a prince of the empire. The principality of Bebenhausen was annexed to Bavaria in 1806, and Leopold Fugger Bebenhausen, the grandson of the first prince, was a hereditary imperial counselor and Lord High Chancellor of Bavaria. He was succeeded by his brother Carl Ludwig Maria Fugger, who in 1891 to 1893 was the president of the Bavarian Reichsrat. And then it continues. Here's a little bit about the bank. The Bank of the Fuggers. The foundation of this great banking house was laid in Augsburg, Bavaria, about the middle of the 15th century. As its active career extended to the middle of the 17th century, it embraced a period of some 200 years, during which interval it was accounted the richest banking house in Northern Europe, commercially the most extensive and politically the most important in financial operations. The fortunes of the Fugger family grew originally out of the woolens trade, in which a great rivalry arose between the growers and the merchants of wool in England and Germany and Spain and the dyers and finishers of Italy. A little bit of geopolitical wool over your eyes here. The political importance of the Fuggers coincided with the reign of Charles V, whose youth in 1500 to 1516 was passed in Ghent or Flanders, where he was born. The expenditures of the young prince exceeding his income, he had recourse for assistance to the Fuggers of Augsburg. Of course, the young prince Bouches have been a little bit excessive in their expenditures, too. Of course, so we have to resort to the generosity of the Federal Reserve banking system. In 1548, after Charles had successively ascended the thrones of Spain and Germany, he reformed the government of Augsburg, marking the occasion by elevating the Fuggers to the dignity of senators and conferring the title of Baron. This is where you start to come up with the Father Fuggers. Baron upon Raymond and Anthony. The Baron Rothschild, heard of things like that? The Baron Fugger, so much the same. In the European wars, which engaged the emperor, as well as in the administration of his affairs in Spain and America, the Fuggers often shared his confidence and frequently responded to his demands for financial assistance. Among his demands, among the minor, though now interesting, of the projects which were undertaken in the earlier portion of the great emperor's career, one which was financed by the Fuggers was a survey of by the Flemish engineers of the Isthmus of Darien, with a view to the construction of a Panama Canal, about 1526, a design whose grandeur had yet to await for its fulfillment another 400 years. See, they were ahead of their time. Even Claude Henri de Verbroy St. Simon visualized canals in various places, including a Panama Canal. The Bank of the Fuggers, with agencies in the principal cities of Europe, was a depository for the funds of numerous commercial houses and trading companies whose paper it discounted and whose plans it often promoted. It issued and cashed bills of exchange, bought coins and bullion, and advanced money upon bills of lading and consignments of merchandise. It even acquired the extraordinary privilege in at least three places of mining its own coins, some specimens of which are preserved in the great continental cabinets. And then it continues. But it gives you an idea that when we think about, you know, who owns it all, there are families and families and families that we never hear about, this black nobility of Europe, but there's families of these bankers that lay in the background. That if you don't read carefully and study old, musty books like I do, they go completely under the radar. Bigger things happening out there. Anybody heard of the Fuggers this week? Apparently, their great houses exist to this day. What are their relationship with the Rothschilds? Do the Rothschilds or the Bowers get together from time to time with the Fuggers? The Bowers fugging the Fuggers and the Fuggers with the Bowers, and then more children are born into these banking houses? Who are all of the international bankers, the foreign bankers that are tied to the Federal Reserve banking system? Are they in China as well? Are they in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi, in Qatar? South America, Brazil, Russia, India, China, Europe, England? We've got so much more facing us than just the simple end the Fed rally that it sometimes boggles my mind that the discussion doesn't widen, but certainly it does here on this broadcast. I hope you've learned a little bit about the origin and the development of banking this morning. And I hope that you'll listen to this archive over and over again and jot down a few of the key points, because there was a whole gob and a bunch of studying laid out today for you. Again, I'll be back again in the morning with Vicki Davis. I thank you for listening, and until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.